So here we are, the Rebbe's yurt site, and it's Parshas Vayeru. Toshin Ayin 770. So Vayeru Hashem el Avram, God appears to Avram. So God appears to him. So the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't it say Vayero Hashem el Avram? Or even Vayero Hashem Elov? Why does the Seder begin Vayero Elov Hashem? And there appeared to him God. So the to him comes before God. So in the Kosimcha from Reb Simcha Binner, he notes that previously in the previous Sedra it says Vayero Hashem al Avram. God appeared to Avram. And here it's Vayera Elav Hashem. So something has happened. And what's happened? There's been a bris milah. There's been the circumcision. So he says, before Avraham circumcised himself, then Loi Nisroe Hanire Atche Nisroe. The appearer did not appear until he had appeared. In other words, God didn't appear until God was manifest. Before the Bris Milah, for God to appear, God had to make an appearance. There had to be a change and a movement. So Vayero Hashem Elov, God appears to him. But once Avraham has circumcised himself, then there is no need for there to be an appearance, because there's presence, there's a dwelling. There's no need for God to make an appearance, because God is there. Where? Umi b'sori echazeh. So once Avraham Avinu has circumcised himself, he has brought the Shekhinah into his physical body. So now the Torah tells us, Vayera Elav. So now Avram can see God. God doesn't have to make an appearance for him to see it. There doesn't have to be a movement, a change, or as the Rebbe Rabbunim puts it, a ha'atoko mimekoimoi. God doesn't have to move himself from his place, which is like in English you'd say, to put in an appearance. There's no need to put in an appearance. So Avram's Bris Milah is the occasion for God to come and dwell inside Avram. And I want to acknowledge what Alan Goldberg said last week. And it's been really working on me all this time. That really we need to get away from the idea of God as other and recognize that it's very nice to have such an idea and to come to a recognition of the existence of God the Creator and so forth. All these are very important, but that's not ultimately the derech of the Bnei Yisrael. Because Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, God says, I am your God, and that, as the Yid HaKodesh says to the Rebbe Rabbinim, is where you have to be if you're a Yid. There has to be the dissolving of this barrier and the perception and the awareness or whatever of God as the other out there. God in the cosmos. God the creator. I mean, they're all true. But it's not it. And that ultimately, it's a kind of avodah zarah. And as the Yid HaKodesh says to the Rebbe Rabbinim, from this posuk, su'um moroi meinechem ru'um mibora eile, lift up your eyes on high and see who created all this. That's that. The goy can get his chias from there. But Ayid has to get his chias from the posuk Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And really, Avram has to make the journey inwards, and we all have to make the journey inwards, and ultimately we have this bris milah, this covenant in the flesh. So we have to go, we have to keep on going another step and another step and another step until we go past, beyond the idea of God as other, as this huge transcendent, inviolable, great. And Avram manages to go, and as we were saying last week, Lech Lecho, that the Medrash says the first Nisoyim begins with Lech Lecho, go to you, and the final one, the Akedah, goes Lech Lecho El Eretz Amorio. So the first is connected to the last, and the last one is a bigger one than the first. Or the first is a bigger one than the last. It's not clear which one is dependent on which. They're very great. And we said last week that Lech Lecho, the test was for Avram to get away from his idea of God as the other and to internalize God. So, there were a few things that came up in Sefer Yetzirah when we were learning it, that Sarah laughs when the angels tell Avram that he's going to have a child. She says, "Ha'af umnam eled vani zakanti. How am I going to have a baby when I've vadoini zokin?" And then when God repeats it to Avram, he says, I just want to say that, you know, when I was a small child and I said over an idea that occurred to me, I got shouted at, you know, and every time I come to this Sedra, you know, the pain of being shouted at. So I wanted to say, I don't know how old I was, 8 or 9 years old. Vatitzchak Sora bekirbo lema. Sora laughed inside her, saying, "Achre baloisi, after I've grown old and worn out, hoisi li edna, I'm going to become young again. Va'adoini zokein, and my master is old." So she's referring to God. So then, God's the master, right? Adoini zokein, God's old. Va'yoy ma'ashem el Avra. Avraham, God says to Avraham, "Lama zetzorka sura leimo? Why does Sarah laugh, saying, 'Havum em eled, am I really going to have a baby? Vani zokanti, and I'm old.'" So, God isn't lying, right? Because he's saying, Sarah said, "I'm old." And I remember the actual words, that I was said is, you have no right, somebody said to me, you have no right to say a chiddush. Because I guess I had no right to say that Sora would say about God that, you know, and Reb Shimshon Ostropoler says that was Sora's question, because we know that the tzaddikim, that they see God in their own image, right? So when they're young, they see God young. And when they're old, they see God. So when we were young by the sea, it says we saw God as a young warrior. And then by Har Sinai, Moshe and the Zakenim, they went up the mountain and they saw God, Zokin Yosha B'Yeshiva, right? Daniel says sees God as with a white beard. So Sarah says, when I was young, I saw God young. And now that I'm old, Vadoini Zokain, I see God old. So that day, the Gemara says, Pirson Nido, right? That Sora had a menstrual period, and even though she was like 90 years old, right? But so she said, how is it possible? Achre baloisi hoisoli edno. After I've gotten old and now I'm young again, meaning that I'm menstruating again, vadoini zokain, and God is still old. In other words, I'm not really young. And so it's like the Gemara Nida that says that an old woman who has a period, she's not metame kachim truma lemafreya. Why? Because we say mikri, it's just happenstance, and that's what Sora was paskening. She's saying, you know, if God is still old to me, if he still looks old, then it means the fact that this doesn't mean anything. And God says, just because I look old, does that mean that the nace is not going to happen? You know what's going to prove that she's young again? And you know when she'll see me as young again? When she has a baby. A woman is having a baby, then her periods are not mikra, right? So that means she's really become young again. So I just want to say that over the years I've come across many pshotim where Sora's Adoni Zokain refers to God, and God saying Anizokanti refers to himself. So I just want to acknowledge to that boy sitting there by the table who's really embarrassed and ashamed that, you know, it was a chiddush, and it's okay to say chiddushim, and everybody who has chiddushim inside them, chiddushi Torah, everybody in the world who has chiddushim, and we all do, we all have shivim ponim. Each of us has 60 ways, 70 ways of interpreting the whole Torah new, that's never come into the world before, and we need to have permission, because, you know, many of us have Torah which is really radical, and it would be threatening for the powers that be in Judaism to have all this Torah fresh released into the world. So I just want to say that just as Sora becomes fresh and new and young and sees God fresh and new and young when she has the baby, so each of us has that chiyuv, obligation, to give birth to all our Torah and see God fresh and young again. And that brings me to the real Torah of the night. So God says, Hamechase ani me'Avram, I'm going to hide from Avram what's happening. So as the Avram gets up to escort the angels after they leave him and they're going to Sodom to turn over the city, says like this in capital Yud Ches, Vahashem Omar, God said, Hamechase ani me Avram ashani ois, am I going to hide from Avram what I'm going to do? Vavram hoye yele goy godel v'otzami, Avram's going to become this great powerful nation V'nivrechu b'choi kol goyei oretz, and all the nations are going to be blessed through him. Ki yedativ, because I know him. L'ma'an ashi yitzave es bonov es beisei achrav, in order that he command his children and his household after him, v'shamru derech Hashem, and they guard the way of God, la'asoyis tzedokah v'mishpat, to do justice and charity. L'ma'an hovi Hashem al Avram, in order for God to bring on Avram es ashedibbe olav, that which he had spoken about him. So God says to Avram, Zakas sedoim v'amoiro ki rabo, and he tells him about Sodom and the terrible cries that are coming from Sodom. So Avram starts to argue. Vayigash Avram vayomar ha'af tisbe tzadikim rosho. Are you going to destroy the wicked and the righteous? Uleyesh chamishim tzadikim etoichem. Maybe there's 50 tzadikim. Won't you have patience with the whole place because of the 50? And God says, you know what? And he adds, far be it from you, God, to do such a thing. Far be it from you who rules the earth. What, you're not going to do justice? God says, "Im emtze bizdom chamishim tzadikim." If I find 50 tzadikim, 50 righteous people in Sodom, I will spare it. So Avram says, "And what if there's not 50? Maybe there's 5 missing." So God says, if I find 45, I'll spare it. God doesn't say to Avraham, there aren't 50. If I don't find. So, if we go back here, God's speaking to himself, and he says, Hamachasa ani me Avraham. Am I going to hide from Avram what I'm doing? Avram's going to be so great. Ki yedativ. Because I know him. You know, that's a reason. And then, twice in the verse, it says, Leman, in order. In order that he command his children, and leman hovi Hashem al Avram, in order that God bring upon Avram es ashedibbe olav, that which he spoke about him. So again, I want to say that this Torah again is coming from the Rebbe Rabbinim. Whether I'm actually saying it over like the Rebbe Rabbinim means, I don't know. But he says like this, Ki yedativ leman ashi yitzave es bono v'shamru, etc. He says, on the face of things, it would seem that all Avraham's prayers went for nothing. He davened, if you find 50, if you find 45, if you find 40, 30, 10. And God says, all right, I will save Sodom because of the 10. And then God destroys Sodom, right? So what happened to Avraham's prayers? Did it go for nothing? And if you want to say, the Rebbe Rabbunim says, that later when it says, it was when God destroyed the cities of the plain, meaning Sodom, Amora, Admitzvoyim, etc. Avram, God remembered Avraham, and he saved Lot, Avraham's nephew. So you could argue that Avram's prayers on behalf of Sodom served later when Lot was in danger, that God remembers Avraham and his prayers and he saves Lot. But from the Rebbeinu says, but from the text, it doesn't seem that there's a connection. If there is a connection, it's hidden between the prayers of Avraham for Sodom and the saving of Lot. There doesn't seem to be that real connection. So, I mean, it could be there, but it's hidden. So he says, what Avraham's tefillah, what Avraham's prayer has achieved, is not the saving of Sodom, but that somebody says to God, Chalila, Chalila lach, Hashofit kol ha'aretz. Could it be that the judge of the whole world doesn't do justice? It can't be. Chalila. Far be it. That's what Avraham's tefillah has achieved. That God now is just. And the fact that 10 tzaddikim, that 10 righteous people, can save a whole place, a whole country, a whole world, that now exists in the world because of Avraham's prayer. So the Rebbe Rabbinim says, that's the meaning of this seemingly superfluous posuk, that God says, Leman asher yitzave, Nachamu Leman, again, in order, what does this pasuk mean? Ki yedativ, because I know him, God says, means, because I am in an intimate relationship with Avraham. And because I'm in an intimate relationship with Avraham, Avraham can tell me who to be, says God. And not just that, he can teach his children how to tell me who to be. And so, the tzedakah and mishpat that appears in this verse, in verse 19, because I know him in order that he will command his children and his house after him, and they will guard derech Hashem. Doesn't mean that they will do the mitzvahs and that they will follow the commandments. No, they will guard derech Hashem. They will put checks and balances on the way of God. Las is tzedakah mishpat. And they're the ones who will force me to do tzedakah mishpat by arguing Hashofit kol ha'aretz le'yaseh mishpat. And that's the meaning of this whole story of Sodom and Amorah and Avraham and God revealing him and bringing the angels to him in the first place. You know, when the angel came, it was an angel of destruction. And Avraham forced the angel to eat something. And after the angel had eaten something, it became incapable of the same kind of achzoris, the same kind of wanton destruction that had existed prior to that. It was no longer able to just destroy. And so when Avraham then achieves a change or a definition of God as just, then the angel then also is dragged along. And so out comes Lot and his wife and his two daughters and so forth. They come out of the Hafecha. And Rebbe Rabbinim goes on to say, we learned last week in the Sedra, it says, V'ezcha l'goy godol, I will make you a great nation. This is Avraham. Va'avarechecha, and I will bless you. Va'agad lo shemecha. Va'avarecha will bless you means Yitzchak. Va'agad lo shemecha will make your name great. This is Yaakov. And I might have thought that all three of them will be equal. So it says, Veheye brocha, you'll be the blessing. And we say, Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. Nevertheless, we finish the brocha by saying, Mogen Avraham. Veheye brocha, you'll be the brocha. So, I might have thought, the Rebbe Rebunim says, that all the Ovois have the same ability to do this Shmira of Derech Hashem. So God says, no, only you, Avraham, you give over to your children the ability to tell me who to be. This is the pshat, v'heyei brocha. Tzedakah u'mishpat comes from the chesed, right? Because otherwise, if everybody has this ability to tell God who to be, the Yitzchak side and the Yaakov side also do, then look who God will be. So God says, v'heyei brocha, you'll be. Kemidas Avraham, Elikei Avraham. So it's very nice. I mean, it fits in with what we've been learning, that really the definition of God comes from us, and that God is waiting for us to define Him. We come to the Akedah. So, which part of the Akedah was hard? The Kotzke, he talks more about it than the Pshischa. He also notes that the Lech Lecha and the Lech Lecha, so the two Lech Lechas are the really big, difficult ones. Nisyonos, tests. So he says, Achad Dvorim Ma'ela, when it was all over, the Akeda was over. So the Medrash says, Hirhure Dvorim. Avram said to himself, you know, if I would have shechted Yitzchak, he would have died without issue. So maybe I should have found him a shidduch. Maybe he was 37 years old. Maybe I should have married him to one of the daughters of Onne Eshke Mamre, my friends. But you get Avraham, Lemo in the Yolda Milko. So like Rashi says, Bishuvo imehara meiriyo hoya Avraham mehare. When he returned from the mountain after doing the Akedah, he was thinking, and you know, the Kotzke says, really what Avram was thinking was, you know, I failed at the Akedah. You know why I failed at the Akedah? Because God stopped me at the last minute. You know why God stopped me at the last minute? Because Yitzchak didn't have children. If Yitzchak had children, then he would have let me go through with it. He would have let me go through with the Akedah. Avraham considered the fact that God stopped him from killing Yitzchak as a failure of monumental proportions, which he'd brought about by being tardy in marrying Yitzchak. So then God says to Avraham, don't be silly. Just now Yitzchak Zivug is born. I set up the Akedah in such a way that I never commanded you to shecht him. I said, Vahaleu, raise him, bring him up, offer him. I didn't say kill him. And you were never meant to kill him. You were very successful. But Avraham really By the time he lifted up the knife to kill Yitzhak, he was a different person. He was a different person. Avram was different. Avram was changed. Because all the things that originally, as we talked about last week, Avraham, he really believed that God was good. And, you know, over what was it that Avraham used to, when people would come and eat by him, he would say to them, you know, you have to thank God. And if they refuse to thank God, if they refuse to make a brocha after the food, he would charge them money, right? He would say, if you don't want to thank God, then you have to pay for the food. So what does it mean to thank God? To acknowledge that God is the owner. So Avram was teaching God in the world. Now God says to Avram, you have to take this child that I've given you, who is this Shekhinah. It's clear that Yitzhak was the manifestation of the divine in the world, and you have to ha'aleihu, you have to bring it. You know, we talk in the Kabbalah so much about connecting the hay, tato'o, the lower hay of the yud hay vav, you have to connect it with the upper. That's what Avram understood he has to do with Yitzchak. He has to shecht him, he has to kill him, he has to raise him, he has to put him back, he has to reconnect the divine and the divine that split. That's what Avram understood he has to do. And now God says to him, Al tishlach yotcha lana. So now Avram starts to argue with God. When God says, don't kill him, he starts to argue. Yesterday you told me to take your son, the one you love, the only one, and now you're telling me don't stretch out your hand. So the matter says that God answers him, I didn't tell you to kill him. I just said offer him up. So the Kotzke says, why is everything Avram does, he says, Hineni, here I am, Ibizrizus, you know? So like now he starts arguing. Why is he arguing? Well, just do as you're told. So the Kotzke says, because this is the Nisayon for Avram. Not to kill Yitzchak at this point is tremendously difficult for him. When we say Lech Lecha, that the first test is so difficult because Avram has to go away from his picture of God to this new, to this internal, that God's not out there at all, that God's internal. Now, Avram has another similar journey to make. And the Kotzke says, Nira ki kavonas ha-medrash u'lehoiris lona, to teach us, the medrash is teaching us, she-meshichas yad Avram avinu, she-loi le-shochtoi, that Avram's withdrawing his hand, not to shecht Yitzchak at this point, or ye'etz loy avoide gedoyle, was a really, really difficult act of worship. Be'yeses se'es ve'oiz, requiring more strength and power, It was more difficult not to do the act than it was to do the act. Why? What was so hard for Avram? See, we know that Avram, all his life, he was trying to get away from imagining who God is. You know, he was trying to get away from telling God who to be. He was trying to get away from imagining and making an image. Because Avram felt that anything that we say about God is an avodah zarah. You know, the only way we can understand God is with shlilus, saying God is not this, God is not that, God is not the sun, God is not the wind, God is not, you know. So that was Avraham's approach. And what does God say? Lech lecha. This approach has been very nice, and now you've approached, and now you're here, and now you have to open your eyes and see that it's wrong. And that in fact, God says to him, your whole avoider as a Jew is to tell me who to be. And that was very hard. And finally, you know, this test, God says, don't. I don't want human sacrifice. It's very hard for Avraham Avinu. This is Rabboni Shalom, you know, sacrifice, sacrifice. I want to unite you, you know. I want to make you one. I want to continue with this avoider that I started of shlilus. And God says, no. It's not. That's not the future. Lech lecho. You have to go inside yourself. And inside yourself, you know, is chesed. Inside yourself is love. Inside yourself is giving. And this austere, this pure idea that you want for me, this is not what, this is not it. This is how you got here. Fine, but now you're here. Now, Mr. Zan Avraham Avinu, now you have to be Ava Moin Goyim. Now you have to be the Tata of all the Yiddish Kiddah. Now there's a new thing. So, the Medrash says that before he left, Avraham Avinu said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, swear to me that you won't test me anymore. Binishbati. God says, I swear by myself. So the Gemara says, why does Kiyana Shisisa Dovazele Chasachta, that why does God need to swear by himself? So the Medrash says, Hishovali Shein Ata Menasa Oisi Oid Me Ato. Promise me, swear to me. Avram says, swear to me that you won't test me again and you won't test Yitzchak. So, God swore. So, the Rebbe Rabbinim says, what's going on? See, what does it mean to be tested? To be tested means that you don't see it clearly. If you see clearly what God wants from you, it's not a test, right? It shouldn't happen to me. But, you know, if the goy comes at me and says, if you don't acknowledge another up God, I'm going to kill you. That, you know, that I know clearly what God wants from me, right? I know that's not an asoyan. That's not a test. A test is when God takes away the light from me. All the tests that Avraham had were God taking away the light from him. And this is really when we're tested, is that, like the Rebbe Rabbinim says, When you pass the test, it means that you bring the light back out from inside your own self, inside your own body, inside your own mind, in your own heart. So the light's gone. You don't know what to do. It's not clear. And the test, if you succeed, means that the light bursts out again from inside you. So now Avraham says, please God, don't take away the light anymore from me. The testing, the fact that Avraham didn't want to be tested is because he didn't want to ever be in that position again where he felt that the light of God was gone. And that's what God promises him. I will never again not from you and not from your children. So we all have in us, we know what to do, and we know that God is waiting for us to tell him what to do, and not the rosh, right? The rosh can't tell God who to be, because b'chochosmit, right? V'heyei brocha, it's not elikei Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, right? It's Mogen Avraham, right? It's with the chesed, only with the chesed. I bless you and me that really we unlock within ourselves all the visions that we have for God, and that we tell God finally who to be, which is what God is waiting for. That's it.